that's not a bad song to wake up to in the morning, do some exercise. Doing the Freddy is not bad. It's just, you know, putting your arms and legs out and just waving them like you're a bird or something. But it's not a bad song to do exercise to first thing in the morning. All right, 7 o'clock on the Noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for a lot of people who tried to use Amazon's web services this morning. Correspondent Peter King has our top story.
Amazon says the outage affected its web services in the eastern U.S. The company provides remote computing for government, schools, and businesses around the world. Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, the online broker Robinhood, and McDonald's are among clients affected. But Amazon now says it's seeing significant signs of recovery. Most requests should now be succeeding.
The outage also affected airline websites, including Delta and United. Customers complained they couldn't check in for flights, make reservations, or get seat assignments. Special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner have returned to Israel to oversee a fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Kushner tells CBS's 60 Minutes he went to Gaza and witnessed the destruction firsthand.
It looked almost like a nuclear bomb had been set off in that area. And then you see these people moving back, and I asked the IDF, where are they going? Like, I'm looking around, these are all ruins. And they said, well, they're going back to the areas where their destroyed home was, onto their plot, and they're going to pitch a tent. And it's very sad because you think to yourself, they really have nowhere else to go.
Israel hit multiple targets inside Gaza over the weekend after a deadly attack on two IDF soldiers. Hamas claims it was not involved. We've learned the U.S. has taken out the seventh boat in several weeks, allegedly full of narcotics, in the Caribbean. 32 people in total are known dead. President Trump is threatening one South American nation.
They are a drug manufacturing machine, Colombia. And we're not going to be part of it. So we're going to drop all money that we're giving to them.
Colombia's president is accusing the U.S. of murder. The sign on the Louvre in Paris today reads, closed due to exceptional circumstances. The museum is shut down for a second day after thieves pulled off a brazen heist of crown jewels. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says a crown laden with more than 2,000 diamonds has been recovered.
The assumption is that the robbers hightailed it out of the gallery so fast to make a getaway on a moped that they dropped the crown as they went, and it was actually found in the street damaged, but all the pieces were there.
There's fresh evidence newer guidelines on avoiding peanut allergies are working. CBS's Michael George.
Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says food allergy rates among kids are declining since new guidelines went into place. The new guidelines advise parents to introduce peanuts to infants early, which is shown to lower their risk of developing peanut allergies by more than 80%.
Dow futures up 65. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A neighbor's quick action may have stopped a deadly attack in Kenosha. Police say 52-year-old Arthur McClurg told a neighbor he planned to kidnap and kill a judge after being denied Social Security benefits. It's alleged investigators found weapons, fake law enforcement gear, and detailed plans at his home. McClurg pleaded not guilty during a hearing Friday. Kenosha County Representative Amanda Nadweski is taking action after a report revealed dozens of sexual misconduct investigations against teachers were hidden from the public. She says she's drafting three bills to crack down on grooming, regulate how staff communicate with students, and prevent accused educators from escaping investigation by surrendering licenses. Nadweski says it's time for transparency and tougher laws to protect kids. A legislative hearing on the measures will be held this week in Madison. The move comes after a report from the Capital Times that showed the State Department of Public Instruction concealed sexual misconduct cases. A 17-year-old from Racine is accused of holding a man at knife point and taking $500 in a late night robbery. Prosecutors say Zatarian Harrington and two others attacked the victim at a 16th Street gas station last Saturday night. Harrington's charged with several felonies, including armed robbery, reckless endangerment, battery, and disorderly conduct, all as a party to a crime. The teen faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. The Racine No Kings protest attracted roughly 2,000 people. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The rally against the president took place at the high-traffic corner of Highways 20 and 31. A few more thousand are reported to have taken part in Kenosha and Civic Center Park. You can read more about the local effort online at RacineCountyEye.com. Republicans call the demonstration a distraction from the ongoing government shutdown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A comeback win for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers scored in the final 2 minutes to beat the Cardinals 27-23 here at State Farm Stadium. Matt LaFleur, on a critical 4th-and-2, decided to let Jordan Love keep a winning drive alive with a pass to Tucker Kraft.
For Matt to decide to go for that right there in that situation, to have that confidence in the offense for us to go make a play, and then for us to go out there and do it. You know, that's one of those decisions that, you know, it's going to suck if we don't get it, but when you do, it pays off like that when we go out there and get the win. And then obviously to finish it off with a touchdown was huge.
Tucker Kraft had 5 catches for 58 yards, including a touchdown play that they ran last week against the Bengals.
It's a big play within our offense. You know, we're just tallying them up at this point because we run it so often. We know that they know.
So the Packers improved to 4-1-1 and for now remain atop of their division. Tonight, it's the Lions and Buccaneers in Detroit on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 39.
Also, when I was a child, my mom told me if I went on a roller coaster, my head would snap off. What the heck kind of parenting skills are those? I didn't go on a roller coaster till last summer. I wore 7 turtlenecks and a tie. Whee! I wish I had my helmet.
Let's say good morning to Dr. Kara Ogburn. She is the artistic director for Milwaukee Film, the operators of the Downer Theater in downtown Milwaukee. Also, the historic Oriental Theater, which I've been to a few times. It is a movie palace. It's like stepping back to the way they used to see movies back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, before they became the smaller theaters they are today. Dr. Ogburn, thank you for joining us, Kara. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, John. Good morning.
Now, the reason we're here is Milwaukee Film does a lot of presentations throughout the year. They did a recent presentation on documentaries and so forth. This time, it's a retrospective on Rachel Talalay, who is a director of not only TV shows, but feature films. And we're going to talk about those in a moment. Let's talk about the retrospectives. How do you choose who you're going to use for a retrospective?
It's like a very human process in some ways. You're looking for like who has work that we're excited about. But then more importantly, it's who's available and who's interested. You know, we're often honoring people who are working. Michael Schultz, who we brought here last month, is a working director. And then Rachel Talalay is also a working director. So it's really thinking about schedule and timing and, you know, delivering Milwaukee, who are an incredible audience, to kind of honor and recognize the work of folks who are still working, but who have a remarkable career prior.
I thought you were going to say, first we have to find out who's alive, and then...
Well, sometimes that is sometimes a factor when you get very disappointed, or where you're like, okay, this person someday, and it's going to happen, and then... But, you know, you're really... And there's definitely more people than we can bring here, right, or than schedules allow. For Rachel's retrospective, this is part of our Cinematic Sisterhood series. This has been ongoing since this summer, and in partnership with and due to some great support from the Women's Fund of Greater Milwaukee. With this retrospective as the centerpiece of Cinematic Sisterhood, we're really trying to elevate women in film, women working in film, voices that you don't necessarily know are those. And we were talking before you went on air, and you said, oh, I would have thought the director of Freddy's Dead would have been some horror guy. But no, turns out, you know, Rachel Talalay has a remarkable career of kind of crashing that boys club of genre filmmaking, and we're excited to hear about how she did it, why she did it, why she keeps doing it, and that's kind of the zeitgeist of why we're looking for people who have good stories to tell us.
Now, Rachel Talalay does a lot of TV shows, and you're going to show one of those at the retrospective. You couldn't tell me which one it is, but you are going to show
true.
One.
It is a secret screening, but it is one of her best-known television episodes from the very, very, very long list. So there's a fun game. You can spend, you know, from now until Saturday at 2, trying to guess what you think it might be. We're going to show that episode in its entirety, and then following it, we'll have a seated conversation kind of about her career broadly and about her wider television career, since we certainly can't show all of the things that she has directed for television.
I saw the list on IMDb, and it takes a few minutes just to scroll through it. So no, you
exactly.
can't. Now I remember Ida Lupino was a woman director early in the 1950s and maybe late 40s. She was an actress, Ida Lupino, and very good actress too. A lot of Humphrey Bogart movies and so forth. But she became a director and directed some big films, Ida Lupino. And I was trying to look back, were there any big women directors before her? I think she might have been the biggest at that time. Now, there were other women who directed, but she directed a lot of hit movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really interesting. The earliest history of film really starts with women. There's a really wonderful collection put out by Kino Lorber, The Pioneers of Women Film, early silent film. It was actually a lot of women making film. But then, you know, patriarchy gets in the way sometimes. And so I think there's a lot of women working in Hollywood who are working behind the scenes, below the line. You don't know their name. And then there's awfully a lot of women who are making a career in film whose name you don't know, but you probably should, like Rachel Talalay, or like knowing Ida Lupino's work, for sure.
Yeah, I was looking it up on IMDb. I can't find her director nods on here, but they do have all her acting nods. But yeah, she directed a whole bunch of big films. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of the, you're going to show two of the cult films that that Rachel Lala, I can't even say your name. Don't tell me. Talalay. There you go.
There you go.
I'll get it eventually. That Rachel directed, and Tank Girl. I remember Tank Girl when it was out because I remember being reviewed by Siskel and Ebert. And the other one is Freddy's Dead, which was that the final Freddy movie in the Nightmare on Elm Street films?
I believe it says it's the final Nightmare. So, I never trust that.
Yeah, nothing's ever the final. Yeah. It's like when they did Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Then it was Friday the 13th, A New Beginning. Now,
yeah, right. Yeah, so you can never trust them. So Tank Girl is probably Rachel's best known title, kind of a cult title, again, sort of a genre expedition, as you will. You know, we're calling our full retrospective, cult queen. We're recognizing Rachel's work as kind of cult royalty work. But that really starts with Tank Girl, which is on Friday at 7 p.m. Rachel will be here for all three of these presentations for Q&As, the opportunity to kind of hear more from her. We're actually showing Tank Girl on 35mm.
Yeah,
so this is going to be a really great, blast to the past. It's 30th anniversary of the film, which came out in 1995. And I think, it's close enough to Halloween that I'm expecting some people to come dressed in, Tank Girl garb. So it should be a really great time at the cinema.
And the woman who starred in that, give me her name, because I just saw something.
Lori Petty.
I just saw something on her recently. They did one of those morphing things. They show her what she looks like today, and they morph her into different years. You ever see those YouTube videos? And
they used her. Sort of now, Uncanny Valley, yeah.
Her biggest film was A League of Their Own. She was the one. She was like the sister to, I think, who was this? My mind is jelly this morning. She was one of the sisters of one of the players on the team. But she's got a great career as well. But Tank Girl is the cult film that people remember her for.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, like, I think a lot of people would say her big film is Tank Girl because it's, you know, such a, like a quintessential role and one that's just so, like, visually memorable. I'm really excited to see some of these, like, big scenes on the biggest screen that, you know, you can find in Milwaukee at the Oriental Theater.
Now, Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger in these Nightmare on Elm Street films, he made a career out of that. That's his big claim to fame. I wonder if he was ever able to get films after that, because when you're so well recognized as a character, it's tough to change. And a lot of actors, unfortunately, found that out when they were so, you know, noted for a particular role. They couldn't get a role elsewhere. But Robert Englund was in, I think he was in all the Freddy movies. Didn't they do Freddy versus Jason or something? I think there was a Freddy versus Jason film, too.
Right, and then some a compendium film. Right, these franchises really, you know, and it's the season, right? We're getting very close to Halloween here. We closed the retrospective with Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, which is actually Rachel's directorial, you know, kind of first feature. But we gotta answer that Final Nightmare thing and play it last at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And I think we'll get to. I think it'll be really interesting. I think Rachel will have some really interesting insights on that idea of being typecast, on, you know, kind of like working with actors, and this crossover sequel. You know, I think she'll have a lot of opinions about the ways that some of these franchises have kind of taken over to have this cultural relevancy that maybe extends beyond the original story, or maybe not. You know, kind of why these stories endure, I think, will be a really interesting question that I'm sure we'll get asked.
I'd like to know how they gave a first-time director the helm of a major franchise.
Yeah, I think we're going to hear. I mean, you know, she had some bona fides. She'd worked with John Waters on several of his films, which for me gives you, you know, I would let you do almost anything if John Waters has trusted you to work so closely with him.
Well, that's right.
That'll be an interesting story. Yeah.
You know, how do you get that first time shot of the major franchise? That's like giving a first-time director the James Bond picture. I mean, it's tough to, because you got everything riding on it. But obviously, she did a good job because it was a hit and made lots of money. And when Hollywood comes to decide if a movie's a hit or not, it all comes down to money. There are a lot of good movies that don't make money, but the ones that do are the hits. But the list of TV shows she's directed, there must have been 50 of them, episodes on TV. Wow.
Yep. I mean, you think, oh, I don't know this person, I don't know their work, and then you start looking and you go, oh, I've absolutely seen that, because I know I have seen every episode of. For me, it's the show Greek, which is a show, like, probably not the one that you've seen, but I'm like, I absolutely watched the entire run of that. I have absolutely seen this episode. But so many, like, very well-known franchises. Again, right, really that genre space, that cult space, whether it's Doctor Who, Supergirl, Riverdale, new Quantum Leap. I mean, right, there's really kind of all those well-known franchises and all the genres that you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
From mysteries to time traveling and sci-fi, there's some really wide range, I think, in her IMDb profile that I'm excited to hear. Kind of how do you move between these genres, or does moving between the genres actually benefit you to not work so stale? And this so much that we're excited to learn about from Rachel. We've tried not to have too many of the conversations before she gets here.
Now, how do people go to see the retrospective? How do they get tickets?
Yeah. So you can get tickets on our website at mkefilm.org. There's a tile right there on the homepage to go through to our Cinematic Sisterhood showcase and learn more about the series, but also get tickets for these films. 7 p.m. on Friday, the 24th, Tank Girl. 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th, is when we're doing that seated career conversation, and it was a secret screening of a television episode that you won't want to miss. And we're following that up with a signing event. So if folks have paraphernalia. If they're a fan of any of this work and would like to get it signed, that's going to be your opportunity. And then at 8 p.m. on Saturday, we'll round it out with Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, mkefilm.org, and click through, or you can go come see us at the box office day of the show. I'm not going to promise there will be tickets available, but quite possibly
now, is
tickets
this,
available.
Is this at the Oriental or Downer?
We are at the Oriental for all three of these, yes.
Okay. Is it a coincidence that Freddy's Dead is coming up just before Halloween?
I mean, one of the other reasons that we were excited to bring Rachel in for this is we were seeing this as retrospective is landing in October, and we've got our Scareville programming. Yeah. We've got all sorts of, celebratory Halloween joy. Landing this right here in this Halloween season really felt kind of synchronous and perfect. So it is not a coincidence, but it's also not a coincidence. It all felt appropriate. And Rachel's been a delight to work with on sort of shaping what are the things that we're going to show and how are we going to show them and what kinds of conversations are we going to have. And I think she also is going to get a kick out of seeing some of these films on the big screen for the first time in a little while, including Freddy's Dead.
Dr. Kara Ogborn, she is the artistic director of Milwaukee Film. And Dr. Kara, I appreciate you coming and talking about it. And again, go to MKE Film, one word, mkefilm.org for all the details and all the future programs that are coming up at Milwaukee Film, because somebody's got to keep this stuff alive. And thank goodness people like you and the other people at MKE Film, Milwaukee Film, are doing that. Dr. Kara Ogborn, thank you very much, and looking forward to that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll see you all at the movies.
And Freddy's Dead, but he may be coming back again. You never know. Okay, Dr. Kara, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Kara Ogborn from Milwaukee Film. Whoa. Kind of scary, huh? It's 722 local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. You know what it's time for right now.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Where are you, little star?
It's WRJN 727. Sunshine today, high 64, clear 43 degrees now at Radio Park, where it's time for Moron News. A man named Johnny Yates tried to hide from the cops in Florida. He put up a whiteboard with a sign that said, "Johnny Yates does not live here." He was there. He was found hiding in a modified chest of drawers. He was in a chest of drawers. How small is this guy? Where it could fit in a chest of drawers, huh? Aye, here's Herbert's Hermits, Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra.
exactly 7:30. Let's check our local news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man accused of plotting to kill a judge appeared in court Friday and pleaded not guilty. Arthur McClurg allegedly planned to dress as an ICE agent and kidnap the judge who had rejected his Social Security claim. Police say they found guns, fake badges, tactical gear, and notes outlining his plan. The investigation continues as McClurg faces multiple felony charges. Officials say a neighbor's tip was crucial for preventing the plot from going forward. Racine saw roughly 2,000 people turn out for the No Kings protest Saturday. The event was held at the busy corner of Highways 20 and 31. The Racine County I website has more about who was there and why. Kenosha hosted a protest with several thousand attendees at Civic Center Park. Supporters say the rallies were about pushing back against the president's policies. Republicans say they just diverted attention from the ongoing government shutdown. Border Patrol agents working in Illinois are moving their enforcement efforts closer to the state line. On Friday, feds were seen making multiple arrests in areas like Round Lake, Wakanda, and Fox Lake, targeting people near Walmart, Walgreens, and local car washes. The increased presence follows a broader federal effort intensifying immigration enforcement in the region. And high hopes for high school football teams from both Racine and Kenosha. WIAA playoff brackets came out over the weekend. The Racine Case and Kenosha-Bradford rivalry will continue with a first-round playoff rematch. It comes after Case's 31-20 win over the Red Devils this week. Racine Lutheran, the number 2 seed in Division 5, will face Milwaukee Academy of Science, a team they've already beaten this fall. Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also secured playoff spots. That Case versus Bradford game will air Friday night right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's not just the United States that's having a hard time getting product into China. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Canadian farmers are struggling with the same issues. We'll find out what commodities being hit hard. That's next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Rick White's the president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. He said, like many other farmers in the United States, they're struggling to try to get their canola back into China.
What's going to be on the table is up to our elected officials. Since these tariffs have come on, no canola has been going to China, whether it's seed, oil, or meal. We know this is a political problem. It's going to take a political fix. We just want to see results and get back to free and open trade with China.
Rick White, he's president and CEO of the Canadian Canola Growers Association. Saskatchewan is Canada's largest canola growing province. They've seen their exports shrink by more than 75% in the wake of losing China as its single largest customer. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we roll into a Monday. Grain trade holding firm. Numbers are next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield. That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive? Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese stood still at 177. 40-pound block cheese was up 0.75 cents, 177.5, while AA butter dropped 3.25 cents to finish the week at 159.5 per pound. November class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 13 cents at 16.78. December's up a nickel, 16.56. December corn's unchanged at 4.22. November soybeans up 7.5 at 10.27. July wheat up a penny and a half, 5.43 a bushel. Hey, we'd like you to download our brand new app. The Midwest Farm Report app gives you all the news and information you're looking for, plus additional podcasts and great ways to interact with the staff. It's available for both Android and Apple. Download it. Midwest Farm Report. I'm PM Yankee.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday, especially in the afternoon. Breezy and cool, highs in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 39.
Mamas and the Papas, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN.
I was making pancakes the other day, and a fly flew into the kitchen. And that's when I realized that a spatula is a lot like a fly swatter. And a crushed fly is a lot like a blueberry. And a roommate is a lot like a fly eater. I think it's interesting that cologne rhymes with alone. If I have to move up in a building, I choose the elevator over the escalator. Because one time I was riding the escalator and I tripped. I fell down the stairs for an hour and a half. Just kept falling. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. I think employee of the month is a good example of when a person can be a winner and a loser at the same time.
It's going to be sunny all day today with a high 64. Right now, it's clear 44 at Radio Park.
You're sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left is a favorite song, the one we dance to all night.
that same old song. Four Tops, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 742. Sunny all day today, a beautiful day with a high near 64. Some showers tonight and tomorrow, but right now, don't worry about it. Sunny, it's gorgeous, clear sky, 44 degrees at Radio Park. You know how you're asked for references when you apply for a job? Well, there's a story about a woman who asked her male dates for references from other women before getting too involved. She says she does it to avoid red flags, but to a lot of guys, that's a red flag. Asking for references. That's got to be an awkward thing to ask for, huh? Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Out of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, save, brother, love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Brother Love's Travel, whatever there. Travel and Salvation Show. Got stuck on that word. It's 746 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Now, recently we heard that Tom Cruise has a clause in his movie contract that states that likenesses of him can never be used on merchandise. Here's some other ones we found. Jack Nicholson, he demanded extra time off from shooting the movie Batman so he can go to the L.A. Lakers games. Queen Latifah said she can never be killed in her movies. That way she can always come back for the sequel. Samuel L. Jackson demanded time off to play golf twice a week. He also made sure his contract said that if he thinks he nailed it in the take, he doesn't have to do another one. And Barbara Streisand, this is the weirdest one of all. She demands peach-colored toilet paper to match her skin tone and rose petals in the toilet bowl. Hey, these are movie stars. What can I tell you? Time for Pete with the Beat right now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. K-pop Demon Hunters is a phenomenon kids can't seem to get enough of, and their parents can't seem to get the original soundtrack out of their heads. Buckle up, folks, or buy some earplugs, because the film is returning to the big screen for some Halloween sing-alongs. The Netflix animated fantasy adventure tells the story of a K-pop girl band that protects people from demons with song. Netflix is behind the theatrical release and is encouraging moviegoers to wear costumes. Pop Culture Jeopardy has been renewed for a season 2. In a related story, there's a show called Pop Culture Jeopardy, and it's already been on for a whole season. The show will be moving from Amazon Prime to Netflix and has the same answer with a question format as the actual Jeopardy. Host Colin Jost is currently in talks to return to the show, which should be back in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think they once had a show called Rock and Roll Jeopardy, didn't they? With Jeff Probst from Survivor. I think he was the host of Rock and Roll Jeopardy at one time. Yeah. 7:48 at WRJN this morning. The morning show brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Start your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you or a loved one has a life-limiting illness, you need the best care and support you can find. Hospice Alliance is chosen by more families here in Southeast Wisconsin than any other. Hospice Alliance is your compassionate community not-for-profit hospice provider dedicated to caring for people with a life-limiting illness and empowering those who support them. Go to hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
W-R-J-N. They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. Cause a night has a thousand eyes. If you are true to me, so remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. You say that you're at home when you phone me, and how much you really care. Keep telling me that you're lonely. I'll know if someone is there. Cause a night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes. One of these days you're gonna be sorry, cause your game I'm gonna play. And you find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is free. Cause a
thousand eyes.
That's Bobby V. Night has a thousand eyes. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 752. Looking for sunshine all day today with a high near 66. Then for tonight, showers moving in, lows 46, showers tomorrow, highs 55. Right now it's sunny, it's cool, but it's nice, 44 degrees right here at Radio Park. Now some Swifties are more dedicated than others. There's a guy named Aiden Watson who claims he has every physical variant of Taylor Swift's latest album, The Life of a Showgirl. His count is 26, but according to different sources online, there are actually 27 physical variants. There are 18 CDs. 8 vinyls, and here's the one he may have missed, 1 cassette. Aiden spent about $800 getting all these variants. Wait. Did they say a cassette? Like, they have a cassette of Life of a Showgirl out there? Whoa. I wonder who's got a cassette player to play it. Here's Don Candida, WRJN.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about. Cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, Candida, we could make it together. And clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter. And it said so in my dreams. The future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house made in no lie. And all these things were yours and they were mine. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air and clean. Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead ya. I promise life will be sweeter. And it says so in my dream. Am I just an ordinary guy? You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clean.
Orlando and Don Candida. It's 7:56 at WRJN. Hey, the Packers will kick off against Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday at 7:25, pregame 5 o'clock. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20, Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo, LLC Home Improvement, and Vessel Services. You can check out the full Packer schedule online at WRJN.com. So, it's Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers taking on the Packers. Pregame, 5 o'clock Sunday, kickoff 7:25, right here at WRJN. Hey, 1,300 people were asked to name the creepiest things people do in social situations. Here they are. Watching someone for a while before you interact them. Touching people too much. Asking to take a picture of someone without you in it. And asking personal details about someone's family. Here's another one. Get into an elevator. And you know how everybody faces the door, you know, when they get into an elevator? Well, get in last, have your back facing the door, and look at people and just put a smile on your face. That'll creep them out.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
St. Peter's, the Pied Piper. WRJN, it's exactly 8 o'clock on the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for people around the world trying to access popular apps like Snapchat, Roblox, McDonald's, United Airlines, Venmo. Amazon Web Services was on the blink for hours before engineers could fix it. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
We've seen hundreds of major sites from banks to phone and internet service and entertainment companies affected overnight. Now, the Amazon Cloud Service, AWS, now says, quote, the underlying DNS issue has been fully mitigated and most AWS service operations are succeeding normally now.
The FBI is investigating after what could be a sniper's nest was discovered near a Florida